are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Oh, no. I really didn't want to have to open the show with bad news, but honestly, I got to lay it out there. Sorry to kind of break this all to you, but I guess we are having an impending, looming, this is serious, people, chicken wing shortage. Apparently, chicken wing shortage threatens the Super Bowl. That's coming up next week. I think maybe it's the high corn prices. Maybe it's the weather. Apparently, the Midwest has really been hit with some major, major frost. But chicken wings, how do you watch the Super Bowl without chicken wings? Now, I understand I told everybody I'm going to be at an airport coming back from New York at the time. But, oh, yeah, I was going to be looking for some chicken wings. I mean, I'm going to be at JFK. JFK usually has a really good food court, don't they? I know JFK, there's a place, you know, you get pizza and ham. Let me know. If any of you guys know where I could get chicken wings so I could watch the Super Bowl when I'm at JFK Airport, please let me know. But they say, according to the National Chicken Council in Washington, D.C., there has been a drop in the number of birds produced because of the soaring price of corn. Okay, well, that's not good. That's not good at all. As a result, the NCC, yeah, there is an NCC, the National Chicken Council, the NCC. I don't know if they make the same as other government workers, but the NCC predicts that there will be 12.3 million fewer wings consumed during the game between the San Francisco 49ers and Baltimore Ravens. Now, this game on February 3rd, remember, this is pretty exciting because you got the two head coaches that are brothers. Okay, so we're going to be munching away and chopping away. Now, if you notice, I always talk about diet and exercise, and we have a study out today that says if you eat your fruits and vegetables, it actually can calm you. Right, almost as good as Valium. Yeah, can you believe that? Really, an asparagus? Take the Valium or eat the asparagus. So, you know, I always talk about fruits and vegetables and eating healthy. But if you notice, I always give you guys Christmas Day off. I give you guys Thanksgiving Day off. And I give you off on Super Bowl Sunday. I understand that a lot of the fun that we have at our Super Bowl parties is digging into food that we never eat all year long. I don't eat French onion dip and chips and hot wings and nachos and that seven-layer dip with the guacamole and the beans and the cheese and the sour cream and the salsa. I don't eat that all year long. In fact, you know, even Christmas and Thanksgiving, when I give you guys that day off of your diets, you still don't eat that stuff. Sometimes I'll try to sneak some French onion dip and Super Bowl food onto Thanksgiving, and everyone's like, no, it's the turkey and the sweet potatoes and the cranberry. I'm like, all right, but I really want my Super Bowl food. This is Super Bowl Sunday, and even though we have to see the in-laws and we have a family event, and that's all fine and dandy, there is no way in hell I'm going to miss my one day to pig out on Super Bowl food. And now we're being told that there is a chicken wing shortage. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Bill Roenig, chief economist and market analyst at the NCC. Thank God the NCC has a chief economist and market analyst. He says chicken companies produced about 1% fewer birds last year, due in part to high corn and feed prices. Okay, well, we got to do something. I don't care. Genetically engineer more of these chickens. And honestly, I know some of you are like, oh my gosh, really? Chickens have to die for us to eat our chicken wings on Super Bowl? No. Okay, chickens really don't fly too much, if you notice that. They kind of sputter around. You could actually keep the chicken alive if we really want. I don't really like chicken breasts. I'm not really a big chicken breast eater. I really dig the wings. I really like chicken thighs. Okay, chicken thighs are really tasty. But if we want to save the bird, just chop off the wings. Okay, the bird could still be alive. You know, you got to maybe ligate, you know, the blood vessels or something. So, I mean, if you really want the chicken to still stay alive, all right, I know Pete is going to be concerned about this one. You can. Just take the wings. They say corn makes up more than 2/3 of chicken feed, and corn prices at an all-time high in 2012. Thank you, Washington administration. Those of you that voted for Obama this year, you see what you did? You see? due to two reasons. Last summer's drought and pressure from the federal government requirement that mandates 40% of our corn crop be turned into fuel in the form of ethanol. I'll walk to work. Give me my chicken wings. Simply put, according to The Economist, and like I said, we got an economist on the case. I feel good about this. Less corn equals higher feed costs, which means fewer birds produced. Now, we always talk about healthy Super Bowl foods. This is probably one of the least favorite shows I ever have to broadcast, but it's something I gotta do because that's my job. I'm supposed to be the only medical doctor on air that talks about regular mainstream medicine. I'm not really allowed to talk about succulent chicken wings dipped in ranch or a Tabasco sauce and, you know, sprinkled with some extra breadcrumbs and throw a little bit of sugar just on top and add a little touch of honey to the tip right before you get that piece. I'm not supposed to talk about all that. I'm supposed to talk about healthy foods, healthy alternatives. I know. So, yeah, I am going to have a healthy Super Bowl broadcast. Just, you know, bear with, just get through it. And we'll do it on a day when I know the boss is listening. I don't think the boss is here now, so we could talk real. But, if we do really have this bad news, I'll come up with something that we could eat. Okay? We do know that many of you are still trying to recuperate from the bad news regarding the possible shortage of bacon. The prices are due to rise at least 10% this year on bacon. I don't eat bacon, so I don't really give a heart and dude about that one. I really care about the chicken wings. And I am still really fretting over the chocolate shortage that is going to be looming in the year 2030. Now, if this is the year 2013, I turned 42. Am I 41 or 40? I'm 41 now. I was born in 71. Okay. So I'm turning 42. By the year 2030, that's what, 23 years from now? That's 13 years from now. 13 years from now, 42 plus 13, yeah, I'm going to want my chocolate. I'm going to be about 55. So 2030, we got a chocolate shortage. They're just not making as much cocoa. I don't know why. I don't really understand this world. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I just go, why? Why? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, Ryan writes, Dr. Dahlia, I hate to sound sexist, but aren't women the weaker sex? I understand our administration wants equality on the battlefield, but women are inherently different than men, and why are we pitting a political agenda up against our national security? Okay, so my guess is he's concerned. Okay, my guess is he's concerned about what's going on now in terms of allowing women to be on the front line battlefield. Okay, so Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, my guess is today is announcing that women and men are both allowed to be on the front line, all right? And this is a huge, huge move for women who have been, from what we understand, through multiple claims, discriminated as they were trying to get promoted and, you know, go through the inner workings of the military, how because they couldn't be on the front lines, they had been turned down for multiple types of promotions, etc. And so, you know, from a women's equality standpoint, this is wonderful. This is great for women, phenomenal for women. Okay, now, what about the practicality of it all. From what we understand, we have a lot of men, male soldiers, who are concerned, extremely concerned, and not so much in terms of women's abilities, but more of the logistics of being naked around each other, being in confined spaces, being, I guess one soldier had discussed what had happened, in Iraq in 2003. Where, I guess one battalion, came down with dysentery and they had to be in such cramped spaces for days on end that people would have to put a bag, you know, these soldiers would put a bag up to their rectum and poop right next to the face of another soldier that was cramped there. And, you'll see, that to me has always been the issue. With military, like I believe in Israel, you know, everybody serves, women and men. But even though women are just as capable as men, if you've ever met an Israeli woman, I mean, trust me, she knows how to shoot. They're strong women. I don't think there has ever been an issue with strength. It's been the logistics of how do you have separate quarters? How do you provide privacy for going to the bathroom, for changing tampons, etc.? And so it's never been a strength issue, and women being unequal, it's how do you logistically, if you're in the battlefield or hiding out or doing covert operations and you know, needed to be in confined spaces for days, weeks on end, how do you do that with men and women? Now, I know some of you saw that movie. What was that movie? Oh my gosh, it really wasn't the best movie with Denise, Starship Troopers, where they just didn't care. Men and women just showered together. Remember that scene? Everybody was kind of shocked, right? You see a woman coming into a shower, but there's all these men already in the shower, and, you know, nobody really, seemed to care. Kind of blew my mind. I mean, you would think, yeah, you know, I don't think men and women could really shower together and people not get urges. I don't see that happening, but from what I understand, it was more of a logistic issue. So even though I think it's wonderful that, you know, women don't, you know, lose chances at promotion, and if a woman wants to be on the battlefield, and if a woman wants to, put her life at risk for our country, you know, if anybody does, if anybody wants to protect our country, you know, we honor them and we, you know, allow them to do what they need to do. But I do understand the concern of, okay, how do we logistically do this? So I guess from what do we understand here, this is according to Mail Online, a number of former soldiers have spoken out against the move that Defense Secretary Leon Panetta plans to do because of the tough logistical life of the fighters on the front line. Some have spoken out about how the move ignores some of the realities of war, like disgusting unhygienic conditions and the way that soldiers are sometimes forced to change in front of one another. Apparently, one wrote a letter in the Wall Street Journal describing the conditions he faced on the front line. This was back in Iraq 2003. He said up to 25 Marines at a time were packed into an amphibious assault vehicle intended to hold only 15. So there were 10 more than it was designed to hold. And Marines were sitting on top of one another for long periods of time. Many Marines developed dysentery from the complete lack of sanitary conditions, he writes. When an uncontrollable urge hit a Marine, he would force to stand as best he could, hold an MRE bag up to his rear, and defecate inches from his seated comrade's face. This was written by soldier Ryan Smith. He went on to say that they were unable to change out of their chemical protective suits for nearly a month, and once they secured Baghdad, they finally changed out of the suits, which were caked in blood and human filth at that point. He said, my unit stood there in a walled-in compound in Baghdad, naked, sores all over our bodies, feet peeling, watching our suits burn. Then they lined us up naked and washed us off with pressure washers. Now, I know some people are thinking, okay, you know, I'm really not going to care about the naked thing. You know, and I don't think I would, you know, if I was in that situation, I really don't think I would care. You know, when you're a doctor, you look at nudity a lot differently than most people. You know, people always seem to be shocked. Oh my gosh, you saw your friend as a doctor and he saw you naked. That must have been awkward. A lot of times it isn't, because you understand that, you know, orifices are just orifices. I mean, you know, your nose has orifices, your ears have orifices, your urethra is an orifice, the vagina is an orifice. So you just kind of look at, you know, orifices, and as long as nobody wants to put anything near the orifice, you're good. So I think, you know, doctors wouldn't probably look at this, and I think a lot of soldiers might not look at this as well. You know, oh my gosh, if everybody has to change in front of each other, you know, that could be difficult. I think in a time of war, we would do what we need to do. However, if our current soldiers, all right, or if anybody out there does find that uncomfortable, are they going to be less likely to want to join? Are they going to be less likely to want to fight? You know, if they're kind of comfortable with being around men and doing their thing, and now, you know, women, you know, to them, okay, let's say to them, complicate things, will this really be a risk to our national security? Now, what I think is a bigger risk to our national security, which has been said many, many times, is the rising obesity epidemic of our kids and the lack of physical activity and physical endurance of these kids. You know, that's why I'm not too concerned about a woman's physical endurance. I mean, we know women can be tough. We see triathletes. We see marathon runners. I mean, I know so many women officers that I know are so much more prepared for the military or for war than a lot of my male patients. You know, I mean, if you're out of shape, if you're sitting there playing video games, if you're eating junk food, albeit again, you get a free pass on Super Bowl Sunday. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not worried about that. I think if we have strong women out there, I think women with their endurance, and you know, some people will say, well, what about fighting and what about, you know, combat? I don't know if any of you have been to a kung fu class or, you know, have been to karate or, you know, taekwondo or Krav Maga. I mean, these women can handle themselves. I'm not worried about that. I'm more worried about the growing population, the next generation of, you know what, I finished PE my sophomore year, I'm done. That I'm worried about. And I think we are going to have to look to women. All right. We may not have enough men to man our military. If the growing population of kids are obese and out of shape. So as far as I'm concerned, we need to go to the women. All right. But, what they're going to have to do is figure out how, right? For the love of heaven, they're going to figure out how to make things less awkward. All right. Now, whenever we go camping, my husband likes to put up this weird shower curtain thing for me to go to the bathroom behind. You know, the kids giggle, right? Because they could see the feet and obviously they could hear everything, you know, but, you know, it doesn't make them uncomfortable. They couldn't care less if I was behind one of these things. And you could actually have this folded up very easily in your backpack. It's something that could probably be the size, you guys know what I'm talking about, right? It's like a 3x3 inch or a 4x4 inch thing that when you unfold it, it gives you a screen. So, I mean, worst case scenario, if, you know, a woman has to take a leak, I'm sure they could do something like that. So I'm just not worried about that. It's, is there going to be sexual tension? Is there going to be, you know, awkwardness? Is there going to be, I don't know, let's say, you know, how do I bring this up about the menstruation issues? Although, you know, from what I understand, many women do opt for the type of birth control that doesn't allow them to have periods. Which, by the way, give me a prescription for that. That sounds good to me. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I, you know, people could go back and forth about this with women on the battlefield, but we got a growing problem where we are not going to be able to man our military because of the obese younger generation. And I say, let's just train anybody who's willing. And thank God they're there for us. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month,
or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Looks like Michael pipes in from Santa Barbara saying, Doctor, you completely sidestepped the question. Please answer the question. Aren't women the weaker sex? Boy, you guys are just grumpy today. Why don't you call in live? Why are you hiding behind the emails? Call in live. I'll debate this with you. Okay. All right, let's be honest here. All right, let's go through the whole biological differences between men and women. If you want to hear it, fine, okay? All right, fine. I have no problem discussing muscle mass, bone girth, if that's what you want to hear. And for those of you who missed the first part of the show, we're discussing women on the battlefield and Leon Panetta's decision to allow women to be on the front lines. My argument is we aren't going to have enough people for our military because of the growing obesity in our youth and the lack of physical activity in our youth or desire to do physical activity due to video games such encourage that. Anybody who is willing, amen to them. God bless them, thank them, and let them do what they want to for our national security. So as far as I'm concerned, hell yeah. It's a no-brainer. All right, are men the more stronger sex? In general, yeah. They do have more muscle mass. Absolutely. They do have stronger bones in most cases. We're looking on the whole. If you take a million men and you take a million women, and we're not talking about the triathletes or the very athletic women. When you take the average woman, when you take the average men have bigger bones. All right. That's not sexist to say. That's all right. Men have bigger bones. Fine. Okay. But, you know, I'll prove to you, does that really, really matter all the time in the battlefield? They got stronger bones. We know they got tendons, etc. Depending on, remember, their testosterone, some of their digits could be longer. Longer fingers, you know, may have some use in the battlefield, okay? Men have deeper voices than women, larger vocal cords, all right? They don't differ in ribs. Many people say, well, don't men have an extra rib, and that's how God made Eve? Some men very rarely could have 13 ribs. Some women could, too. It's called an accessory rib. It could cause thoracic outlet syndrome. But for the most part, no. Men and women have the same number of ribs, okay? The pelvises are shaped differently. A woman's pelvis is wider, so she could give birth. A male pelvis, a little bit more narrower. So somebody could say a male, if he had to go through a crawl space, could maybe do so. But if the man is larger and a woman is smaller, somebody could say women have the advantage of going through a smaller crawl space. Skulls are different sizes, but the brain is not. I know many of you like to quote Anchorman, the legend of Ron Burgundy, where he says women's brains are smaller than men. All right, that's ridiculous. For the same size, shape of the skull, it's all proportional. So get that out of your head. I know a lot of you like to quote Ron Burgundy. Not a hero in my book, although I am dying to see the sequel that is coming out this year. Men do have trachea. They do have longer bronchi. All right, so somebody could say that their lung capacity is a little better. Some people could argue they could maybe stay underwater a little bit longer than a woman. Their hearts, in essence, have been found to be 10% larger than an average woman's. Maybe they have a better oxygen carrying capacity. Okay, I mean, again, they are, you know, men were designed in caveman days, right? Or God designed them to be more of the hunters and the gatherers and the more of the doers, whereas women were designed to give birth as well as think and do and everything else. But if a woman was designed to give birth and get pregnant, right, men, all they had to do was give their semen and then go about their merry day. A woman's body is intricately and artistically designed to carry that baby to the best ability. All right. Now, I mean, get into a debate with a woman who went through child labor. Right. I mean, versus a man who's never had to go through child labor. OK, now we start seeing some strength. If you want to give men some extra points, they do have some they do have thicker skin. They also may have oilier skin. Men will be less fairly complected than women. So somebody could say a man is stronger out in the sun, right, can produce more melanin. Men have more pubic hair than women, okay? I mean, if you think that's going to make a bit of difference on the battlefield, I would say that's more of a liability. If men have more pubic hair than women, then men have more of a chance of getting lice. All right, so I would say that's one point for the woman. All right, let me see what else. I think a huge liability for men is the penis and the testicles. Okay, you know, women don't have to ever worry about getting kicked in the nuts. They never have to worry about that. Men do. Okay, so you see another point for women. Another big girthy point for women. If we did look at the physiology, if we did look at the biology and we did look on average, yes, males should have more physical stamina on average than an average woman. But again, we aren't talking about average women. We're talking about women who are dedicating themselves to our military, that are keeping themselves in shape, that are, from what I understand, extremely well trained by our male staff sergeants and sergeants and corporals, etc. So, you know, you take an average woman in the military, I think she'll beat a lot of men, even in the military, on certain aspects. All right, one of you wrote in that there was a study saying men's brains are bigger. I need to find that. Okay, let me look it up. Hold on a second here. Hold on. Men's brains being bigger. Hold on. I know what you're talking about. Okay. All right. You guys got this? Okay. In 1861, there was a researcher by the name of Broca. He looked at 432 human brains from cadavers and found that the brains of males weighed 1,325 grams. Brains of females had an average weight of 1,144 grams. But, okay, and this is the big B, this is the big but, he did not look at it proportionally to the skull. If a woman has a smaller skull than a man, her brain to skull ratio should be equal to a man, okay? Don't challenge me. I know my stuff, people. All right? So yeah, if you take a 6'3" man, compare it to a 5'6" woman, the brain size may weigh less, but she has a smaller skull. All right. Have I said my piece? Thank you. Thank you. All right? Now check this out, okay? Oh my. Oh my, this is nice. This is a nice one. According to a 1995 study, female brains are more compact than male brains in that, though smaller, they have more densely packed neurons. Okay? Now, again, I know this isn't supposed to be a discussion man versus women. It shouldn't be. I have no problem saying men in general have more muscle mass, have more strength, they've been found to run faster. Okay, there's no reason to dispute that, but we're talking about the battlefield now. And I don't think most people have ever had an issue with women being on the battlefield. We know women could be sharpshooters. We know women can run. We know women could be dexterous. We know women have intelligence capabilities just as equal to men. It's been the logistic issue. And this was the same thing that we discussed when we were talking about don't ask, don't tell in the military. Okay, if they could figure this out logistically, so nobody's uncomfortable with men and women in the same barracks, gay, straight, etc., all right, we'll be fine. But if there are logistical issues where people don't want to defecate in front of each other or change tampons in front of each other or fart or be washed naked, etc., if our military feels uncomfortable about that, all right, this is going to be something that has to be looked at. Our military should not have to be subjected to humiliation if they don't want to, just because they're in the military. But like I said, whether you guys want to argue whether women are strong enough for the military, I am just grateful that somebody is volunteering and wants to be there on the front lines. And we got to thank them for it. It's just, yeah, we're going to have to figure this out because we don't want our male soldiers being uncomfortable. We don't. I think that's a valid complaint. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Science. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to XM Satellite for broadcasting the show, as well as Talk Superstation and all our affiliates out there. Thank you so much. Don't forget to visit my website and check out the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. It's going to be a phenomenal cruise this summer. We still got some cabins available. Can't wait to take you all with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, well, Subway's not having too much fun because Subway is now being sued by two men because the sandwich officially isn't foot long. Their foot-long subs apparently was found last week to only be about 11 inches. And because people are just in the suing mood, John Farley and Charles Noah Pendrack of New Jersey are suing for compensatory damages in the Superior Court in Mount Holly. All right, their lawyer is seeking class action status after claiming he's had sandwiches from 17 shops measured and everyone came up short. They say the missing bite equates to how much money? 45 cents per sandwich. Apparently, this all started by a man in Australia, a Subway customer who took a picture of his Subway footlong and found it to only be 11 inches. So two New Jersey men are suing Subway, which is actually the world's biggest fast food chain. They have more franchises than McDonald's. Did you know that? Subway is the largest fast food chain. And I guess because of the shortchanging, they want compensatory damages and a change into Subway's practices. I think Subway had issued a statement last week saying that sandwich lengths can vary a bit when franchises do not bake to the exact corporate standards. You know what, though? Okay, I think a lawsuit is absolutely ridiculous, but I do have to hand it to people. I mean, good for the Australian guy that took a picture of it. I mean, when we buy footlongs, the only reason why we buy footlongs in our family, Subway is one of the very few fast food chains I don't mind visiting, because if we do get the whole wheat bread, I usually will get, like, the cold cut combo with the vegetables. I'll put as many vegetables on there as possible. We'll take a footlong, I'll cut it in half, and give it to the kids. All right. And, you know, that's one way I could get the vegetables in them, especially when you ask, get those peppers on there. Those green peppers are so healthy. So as far as I'm concerned, I'll get the cold cut combo, have a whole bunch of vegetables thrown on there, and I make my kid eat it. If I don't have time to, you know, go and, you know, make them a salad, et cetera. And, you know, one seems to be happy. The other one complains because it's not a happy meal. And, yeah, I mean, you know, when I buy a footlong, it's not because I want to eat a footlong. Okay, this has nothing to do. I hope Mayor Bloomberg isn't, you know, salivating at the mouth with this one, you know, hoping to now limit footlongs for obesity issues. I buy a footlong because you could cut it in half. Now you got two sandwiches. Why would you buy 2 6-inches? Buy a footlong. Or you buy a footlong, you cut it in half, and now you got dinner the next day or lunch the next day. Makes perfect sense to me. But, you know, the lawsuit, I think, is, you know, ridiculous. But I'm trying to see if there's anything else juicy that they say here. Probably not. I don't know. I gotta admit, Quizno subs, I really like making a chicken and why am I hungry? You know what? You know why I'm hungry? It was the chicken wing story with the chicken wings going with the chicken wings being in short supply by the time we need them for Super Bowl. So I think that's what's driving me crazy. Okay, now we're not done with the lawsuits. Okay, you're going to love this lawsuit. Okay, from what I understand, two California men read Lance Armstrong's book of memoirs. This was before he admitted to doping on Oprah. Two men read the book. That's all. That's all they did. They are now suing Lance Armstrong because they were betrayed or duped by his inspiring story. Rob Stutzman and Jonathan Wheeler of California claim that the pages of Armstrong's best-selling memoirs are nothing but lies after he confessed last week. So now a class action complaint was filed in federal court in Sacramento, right, saying they were duped and they need compensation. Probably they're going to, you know, reach for the emotional anguish aspect of this. Really? Really? So Schwarzenegger fathers a love child. Is somebody going to sue him? Because when they were watching him in Terminator, they were in. Well, I get it, because he's not acting like he, you know, I don't know. This is ridiculous. Now, there is a lawsuit going on. I don't have all the information yet of, you know, a woman who was in a relationship with a man, and she sent him nude photos. And after they break up, from what I understand, it was kind of a nasty breakup. He decides to send the photos to a porn website. And she finds the photos on the porn website. She also recognizes some of the other women on there. And now that's going to turn into a lawsuit. Okay, to me, that does warrant a lawsuit. okay, the person that gave the photos, although he could prove that he lost the photos, and whoever found the photos, you know, he could try to say, I lost the photos. I guess somebody must have picked them up. And then they're the ones that put it on the website. So, but I think websites are held accountable for putting pictures up illegally. Now, can I, though, just say something to women who give naked pictures of themselves to men? Duh. All right? A picture can last. I mean, look at these pictures we see from, we see pictures as far back as Civil War. Okay? Photographs, they last. So if you know, you may like your body, you may not care at the time, you may be in love with him, but that photo can later be used anywhere. Do you guys know this? My husband has never asked me for a nude picture of me. He has never wanted me to give him a picture of myself naked. My guess is because he wants to protect me against internet fraud. Isn't that amazing? Look at the love. He never, never asked me. In fact, one time I brought it up and he said, oh, please, for the love of the Lord, hell no. That is love. You see how he wanted to protect me? I mean, I'm guessing that's why he didn't want a naked picture of me, because, again, he was worried that somebody could possibly find it and put it on the internet. That's amazing. That's the kind of man I'm married to. Never wanted a naked picture of me. Yeah. All right, so women, come on, ladies. Use some sense. Men, too. I know a lot of you guys think you're sexy, right? You do a good shave job. You throw a picture up. You think, yeah, I don't care if people see this. Keep in mind, okay, you may really, really like your body. And now this is coming from somebody who I think I really should have had a little bit more confidence in the way I looked when I was in my 20s. I was always into the turtleneck, long skirt type of thing. I just didn't like showing flesh. I thought I was too overdeveloped for my frame. I couldn't stand my breasts. I thought they were too big. And so I would always cover myself up. And I see pictures of myself now when I was in my 20s. And I'm like, damn, I looked good. And I never had that confidence in myself. I never thought I looked good. I thought if anybody hit on me, it's because they just wanted, you know, sex. And that could have been true, too. But I always kind of hid. And, you know, part of me has thought, I wish I did take a picture of myself, maybe in a bikini or something. It would be nice to have some sort of proof that I was, you know, a hot mama, you know, back in the day. That would be nice, because now there is no way in hell I'd let anybody take a picture of me. Which, again, is ridiculous, because 20 years from now, I'd be like, oh my gosh, in my 40s, I look good. But now, no, I don't really like, you know, people taking pictures of me. And you know, I think back, I look damn good. I had an amazing body when I was in my 20s, but I never felt that, because all my friends were size 2s, and I was a size 7. And I thought being a size 7 was fat. And so I do understand. I mean, being devil's advocate, I could understand having a body and wanting to show it off. All right? I get that. I mean, we see naked women all the time. We see women scantily clothed, bikinis, etc. And some people like to feel, but that could be me too. I look that good. So I get it. You know, even though it's not, you know, the most, you know, proper, prim and proper, I get that. But don't be stupid, ladies. That picture could be used, and then later you may not be able to get a job. It could prevent you from, you know, doing what you want to later in life. So be smart about it, all right? Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.